The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, there's been a record rise in consumer borrowing as a colossal €2.5 billion of loans were taken out last year. New figures from the Central Bank of Ireland show that personal borrowing has now reached the highest level since 2020. But with the growing uncertainty surrounding Ireland's corporation tax following the US tariffs, should households be borrowing at such levels? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland and founder of Ask Paul. Paul Merriman, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, is this alarmist to suggest that we're borrowing too much?
I don't think so. You look at the report, especially with the Bank and the Payment Federation, if you look at this, going from 2020, Pat, was COVID for 2 years. So people didn't borrow much during that period of time because they were quite cash rich. People are still cash rich, probably moving in towards 2022 and 2023. So I kind of expected it to be that high, to be honest with you. And also, there's a lot of green lending in there as well. So people are being encouraged to become more energy efficient and do up the property, you know, get the solar panels and that type of stuff. So if you look at, you know, the fact that we're being kind of persuaded to do that and we're saying it's good for the economy and you should do it and increase the value of your house and all these good things, and you get the government grants, a lot of people wouldn't have the cash flow to retrofit their houses. So they're borrowing to do it, which I think is not a bad thing, technically speaking. And also you have people borrowing to renovate their property and maybe put an extra room on or go into the attic because they can't move because of the property prices or the property kind of crash. So I think, you know, people are too concerned maybe about 2007 and still worried about the financial crash and the property crash back then. I think we're kind of allergic to the word recession because that was the last major one we had. So I think the kind of average car loan was just over 12,700, which isn't a lot of money either. What I would say about car loans, they've increased by 20% in the value of the car loan. I think that's down to people, again, going electric and buying probably more expensive cars than they have in the past. So I'm not too alarmed by the figures, but it's a case-by-case basis. Like if I was working in a sector that I've just seen some of my colleagues laid off or redundancies, I'd probably be thinking twice about changing the car or retrofitting the loan and increasing my expenditure, to be honest.
Now, all of this borrowing, personal borrowing, is it kind of non-recourse? I mean, what guarantees do people give to the bank? Obviously, if you buy a car on hire purchase,
yes.
If you miss a certain number of payments, they'll simply take the car. If you do it on a personal loan from the bank and it's categorized as a car loan, does the bank have any lien on the car?
No, they don't. In fairness, they don't. But most people that are buying cars, especially the newer cars, you're looking at the 20% increase in value, you'd expect that they're more those electric type cars and more newer cars. In that case, they're probably borrowing through the garage or probably borrowing through a hire purchase or a car loan. In that case, the car is the security. You're right, though, if you go through a personal loan, it isn't. So you usually find people use personal loans to buy lower value secondhand cars, Pat. So, yeah, I mean, the security is there for the car. If you're using a personal loan, there's no security against the house, obviously, if you're renovating the house, etc. What I would say to people, though, is for the retrofitting of the properties, there's two ways to borrow, Pat. You can borrow on a personal loan basis, or you could technically put it on the mortgage and increase your mortgage. It depends on what your cash flow is like, because you'd be lower on a monthly repayment using a mortgage to renovate or retrofit your property.
Yeah.
But the problem is the interest is going to be, you know, we're going to pay way more interest because you're borrowing probably over 10, 15 or 20 years. Where in the personal loan, your monthly cash flow is going up higher. You're paying out more on a monthly basis, but technically you pay less interest over the period of time. So if you're cash strapped or if you're worrying, you're probably better off going mortgage-wise. That will keep your mortgage repayments low. And mortgages have much more flexibility if you do get into financial difficulty. There's much more security around them.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense as well that if you're renovating the house, that you add the expense of that addition to the house to the mortgage, because in effect, you're investing in the asset.
Exactly. And most people will see the value, obviously, of their property increase maybe over the next 10, 20 years. So, which is kind of a good idea when you have a loan against the property. But like I said, the big thing for me is that the cash flow going out is much lower when you do it through the mortgage. And most of these retrofits you're seeing, or even someone trying to renovate today, the cost of buildings dramatically increased. Our building has dramatically increased in 2020 with the cost of, with inflation going up. So I think the main problem there for the consumer is, you know, if you borrow short term, you're looking at maybe 50,000 to 100,000, if not more. And having that kind of cash strain on a 5-year or 7-year repayment, if something does go wrong career-wise, you're going to find yourself in a bit of a bind. So sometimes if you are cautious, you're probably better off extending the term. Yes, it will cost you more interest, but it might make your cash flow a little bit more steady, and especially with the uncertainty that's out there. So I think that's probably the best advice when you're looking to retrofit stuff.
Now, when we talk about $2.5 billion in personal borrowing, that was last year. But the amount that's still outstanding unpaid, according to the central bank, is $13 billion of those kind of loans left outstanding. Now, it doesn't mean they're in default. It just means that the payments are ongoing, but they have not been cleared.
Yes, and exactly, Pat. But you've got to remember, most people borrow a personal loan well over a 1-year term. So they're probably looking at a 3 to a 7-year term. And I would have expected borrowing to start going up in around 2022, 2023. So you'd expect that debt to be still hanging around over the next few years. If you do go in towards a global downturn or tipping into a recession, you'll definitely see people be more scared. They will borrow less, and you'd expect to see the overall value fall. But it's going to take probably 5 or 6 years for to see that figure reduce. But as long as incomes remain strong, the economy remains strong, and we don't see that global downturn, it's quite normal for people with salaries, if they haven't got the savings behind them or they're doing big renovation jobs, etc., you're going to see them borrow. So I'd actually expect this figure to keep going up next year and the year after if we avoid that global downturn. And I think most of the concern in the articles this morning have been around corporation tax, if it does go, if the multinationals move away. So it's going to be a case-by-case basis. Like I said, if you were working in maybe a tech company that's seeing a lot of redundancies, you probably should delay maybe the personal loan for the holiday, or maybe in trading the car up this year, or maybe doing the retrofitting on the properties until you have a little bit more certainty, because obviously you don't want to be taking on more debt in case one income was to disappear in the next 12 months. So I think the sector specific and everyone's personal circumstances are obviously different. So you have security of your income and you're quite confident and you have yourself set up well. If you do need to borrow for these big things, it is okay to do it once as well, but in your financial plan.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned savings at the beginning and how people came out of COVID with a lot of savings amassed. Are people not spending those savings? Because we still have a huge amount of savings, often in very non-productive accounts in the banks.
Yes, 100%. So we've, I think it's over 150 billion sitting on nearly overnight rates, which is a phenomenal amount of cash. So when you look at that figure versus the 13 billion, you're kind of saying, I think I was on the show last month talking about how good we are at saving. And yet the article today is kind of concerning people about the borrowing, but we're saving way more than we're borrowing as a nation, which is a good thing. But yes, people still have their money on those overnight deposits sitting in current accounts or deposit rates that are practically 0%. They need to make those deposits work harder for them. You can obviously invest, you could take pension advice and get tax relief, or you could just put it in a higher yielding deposit account. They're hard to find in the Irish banks, but the likes of Raisin.ie, N26, even Revolut, these people will give you way more interest than what you're getting off the Irish banks. And most are covered under the same 100,000 euro guarantee scheme. So it's not that they're higher risk. So I think there's inertia here with people just leaving money where it is and not making it work as hard as possible for them. But you know, if you have over 100,000, sorry, any amount of money, particularly 100,000 euro for that guarantee, if you're getting 0% and someone gives you 2.5%, it's just a lot of money in your back pocket over the coming years.
Now, people are sometimes paying for things. They go on the holiday, they look at their credit card and they see they've got a credit allowed by the card company of maybe 10 grand. So they say,
yes,
I'll pay for my holiday. Is it better to go for a personal loan than do that?
Really good question. And it depends on how good you are in relation to paying back your debts. So technically speaking, you could move your credit card. You could put your money on a 10 grand holiday. You could go away and blow 10 grand your holidays, come back, move your credit card to somewhere like on post and have a 0% interest for the next 12 months. And you could pay that 10,000 back or 5,000, whatever the figure is, over the next, you know, 12 months interest free. And people do that are really good at using credit. the problem and the nervousness as a financial planner, given that over the radio waves, is you're afraid of somebody's going to take it and not pay the money back in time, and they're going to end up having 20% interest, which is ridiculously expensive. So it depends on how good you are at managing your money, and it depends on how, I suppose, cute you are as well. So technically speaking, if you were going on holiday, the cheapest way to borrow was put on your credit card and move your credit card to a zero interest credit card in the next month, and then you've got 12 months to pay it back at 0% interest. But obviously, there's a trap there. After 12 months, these cards typically go up to be the expensive cards, the most expensive cards.
So therefore, you've got to make sure you've cleared the debt by 12 months.
Exactly. So we see people do this, Pat, that might be in a situation where they have a bonus coming from work, maybe mid-year or towards the end of the year. And they might have short-term cash flow issues they want to spend before the money comes in. And that's what they'll typically do. But again, like I said, that's it's a massive trap. If you don't pay the money back, you're definitely into much higher interest than anticipated. So the safer bet might be a loan over 12 months. Yes, the interest will be higher, but you just pay it back every month, and you've no kind of risk of kind of rolling in towards those 20% rates.
I'll fire a couple of questions that have come in. We have 250,000 cash to renovate. Should we use it or part loan for the renovation? It was meant for a deposit, but the prices on the market are crazy at the moment. So should they spend the cash and renovate?
I would say you definitely need a financial plan, but financial planning consultation, typically speaking, because it depends on the value of the property. You could borrow really cheaply and really securely at the moment as well. So you're probably saying a mix of both. If the renovation was going to cost 150 to 200,000, I'd say use all your cash. If the renovation was going to cost up to 250,000, you might say, well, you want to keep 50,000 as an emergency fund. So you might borrow 50,000 and use 200,000 your own cash. So it's probably going to be a mix of both. But like I said, the renovation costs are going to be way lower than that amount. Probably just pay for it cash and don't bother borrowing.
Another one. I have a system whereby I save an amount with the credit union every month. If I need to borrow, I restructure the repayments to 2/3 payback loan, 1/3 saving. With the credit union, you can pay off early without penalty. If not mortgage related, this is a good system. A danger of tagging onto the mortgage, if a car, for instance, you think I'm fine, but I'm in fact borrowing more.
Yeah, you got to be very careful of this. So we see this all the time. So the credit union's great. I love the credit union, by the way. Before I get into this example, the problem for most people in the credit union, let's say you have 10,000 in the credit union, you want to borrow 10,000 euro, the credit union lock your savings and then they give you a loan for 10,000 against it. You've basically borrowed your own money. The credit union are giving you 0% interest on your savings, but yet you feel tricked into borrowing 10,000 or maybe slightly more at 6 or 8%. So you're going, hold on, you have 10,000 belong to me at 0% and I'm borrowing 12 or 13,000 off you at 8 or 9%. That doesn't really make sense to me. And this is something that I've seen in society for, you know, nearly since I was a kid, nearly 30 odd years, now 40 years. So be very careful with the credit union system. It is brilliant to get savings or borrowings if you really need them. But be careful about borrowing your own money. You're probably better off leaving your money in the credit. You're taking your money out of credit union, say the 10,000 euro in savings. And if you need another 3,000 euro, you're probably better off going to a bank and taking a 3,000 euro loan. Because you've only got 3,000 euro of a loan, then you're only paying interest on 3,000 of a loan. So I don't like the idea of the credit union locking your savings at 0% and making you borrow your own money. It's a bit ridiculous, to be honest.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. That's Paul Merriman, the CEO of Fairstone Ireland and founder of Ask Paul.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.